Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
They don't mind coming online embarrassing themselves all the time. Let's get it.
You just came on my radar because of this situation with Dr. Umar. And I must commend you. You are definitely, I'm a young elder. And I sent you an inbox about this. You, I commend you for trying to do that. But I was, are you telling me, because I'm just getting off of work, are you telling me that he, which I'm not surprised, did not take you up on your offer officially?
That's correct. And in addition to you, I presume that maybe he has a lot of black women who collaborate with him, because a good number of black women, some of whom looked more legit and others less, reached out to me, said, hey, I talked to Dr. Umar personally. I have a relationship.
I have a relationship with him. I don't collaborate with him. No.
Crazy angle right here. And just keep in mind, she's driving. So keep that in the back of your mind this whole time. She's coming on here embarrassing herself off top, just off what we point out. Not even based off what she's saying yet. But we're going to get to that too.
What yeah. I am interested in is black children. So I do not at all. Not at all. Met him in Kansas City once. I also held him to the fire and asked him questions. He didn't answer it to my liking, but I was still hopeful. Like you, I'm not a pushover either.
I look like telling a nigga good morning. I look like being nice, sweet, charming, and woman.
Women are so easily manipulated, you know, especially black women. All you gotta do is appeal to their pain or appeal to, well, you can appeal to any woman's vanity. All you gotta do is give them something nice to look at. All you gotta do is say something in a charismatic way, and you got them. So I don't know if women like the way Dr. Umar looks. I think they are attracted to Dr. Umar. So that helps. And then you speak to their pain and everything they going through and kiss their ass and pander to them and call them queens, and they'll open their purse and give you everything. Just like they opened their purse and gave the church everything.
But I was still hopeful. Like you, I'm not a pushover either. But the vision for wanting, you know, something like that school was right. What I was trying to hope for. But I mean, I recognize that he's a narcissist. And you might also be one.
What do you mean by that?
Many of us are narcissists, but
well, I don't think that's true. I don't think many of us are narcissists. I think that is a psychological diagnosis that's overused.
Well, I didn't say clinical. I said narcissist.
It's just that we need to stop like trying to pathologize things, and we have to stop the insults.
I don't want to get off all into narcissism. I wasn't making that statement to say that. I was just making that statement to say that as egos, we all have some narcissistic tendencies. Now, to the degree that it's pathological, right, that's a different thing.
I would okay, even support so him I was if just he saying was a that. Narcissist.
Like, it would be hard to take her serious, even if, you know, she was coming from an intellectual place. It would be hard with this view, with this visual.
I was just saying was that to say that I, too, was knowing that I saw red flags about how he was, you know, interacting and acting online and all of that. But I was still hopeful. And I am connected to some people that have educational facilities and things like that, and they were telling me that he really did not want to collaborate. So I'm one of those people, I try to see the positive in people, just like I love the kind of I think clarity that you brought and no nonsense approach that you brought to the situation.
She thinks he's handsome, you know, because you gotta think, these women aren't calling in to ugly dude shows.
And so you've been a homosexual all your life, you said earlier, right?
They called in to Kevin Samuels because they was trying to get him. They call in to, who else the fuck do they call in for? They donate and call in to Dr. Umar because they're attracted to him and trying to get his attention.
You don't find that suspicious?
And this woman called in to Marquette because she's attracted to him and wanted his attention. It's not about the babies. It ain't about black power. That's why she called in. Don't get that fucked up.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Love the kind of, I think, clarity that you brought and no-nonsense approach that you brought to the situation. But I had some concerns about what your real interest was, because after I saw you, I went and looked on your page on Instagram. And can you help me understand? I'm not aware of, you know, what your motivations and things are, but as an onlooker, someone who is Pan-African-ish, I don't like to put myself in a box, so I don't say that completely.
Oh, you don't want to put yourself in a box.
But I am interested in the unification of African people in terms of empowering ourselves under this 500-year white supremacy that's global.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go! Here the fuck we go!
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black and I'm black.
Does white supremacy exist? Of course. Should black people be focused on it? Fuck no. Black people should focus on being the best possible human that they can be and going as far as they can in life and not focusing on beating the white or structure. Fuck all that.
As I perused your page, I was very curious to see that you had some type of cosplay of the plantation. Can you explain what that's about to me?
Okay, I can definitely do that. But I do want to remind you, as well as the audience, that you spoke at length and you questioned a lot of things. And so it's very difficult to give someone an answer that they can appreciate when you pose, you know, 4 or 5 questions at once. So that's number one. But with regards to your note about cosplay, that is incorrect. Firstly, you use the word peruse, and I think this is one of those words that may be incorrectly used. So let me just look up the definition. I think you meant skim is my guess. Let me see.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
I think you can look up peruse and you'll find that that's an equal definition, sir.
Let me see, peruse.
We don't have to go there.
Yeah, no, the reason I say that is because I believe that you skimmed my work. You didn't peruse it. You didn't search through it deeply. You skimmed it.
So I don't know if Marquette is being, you know, combative or he trying to start something. I don't know. She tried to come on and be all dignified, sophisticated. The ghetto black is going to come out. And I don't say that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Really, nigga?
But I don't believe black women's act. So I could already tell just with the authority she was speaking with when she first came on that this is not a feminine woman.
If you looked deeply into my work, you will find that there's great meaning. You referenced what you called cosplay, which is negative terminology on something that's fairly serious purpose. I'll explain what you're referencing is called the Burton Plantation. This is a show that I'm putting together at my own expense, mind you. You and I both know that entertainment is the most appropriate mode in which to teach this generation that has a short attention span. There are very few persons in Hollywood who are A, heterosexual, and B, heterosexual black males. So in the absence of
with you about that.
Correct. So in the absence of having an analog to Tyler Perry, who's a good example, I stepped into that to give some lessons. Now, what are the lessons from the plantation? Number one, black people often view themselves as the slaves inherently. It's like assumed, rather than realizing that to be the master class or the ruling class is a matter of decision making. It's a matter of culture. It's a matter of your leadership class. It's not because you're black that you're the slave. It's not because they're white that they're the master. That's number one. Then number two, for the populations who are generally associated with being masters in the Western world, for them to truly understand the suffering that occurred under enslavement, they must see themselves in that position. And thirdly, for us to understand how certain aspects of black culture in America have been crippled, we must understand the origin of certain practices. You don't like chitlins. Your forefathers who were enslaved like chitlins.
Yeah.
And so I must start from the beginning and bring that all the way into the present, which is what that was designed to do, to teach. But the real question is, why not take a deeper look in to figure out, as opposed to having a sour taste in your mouth?
Well, I just haven't had time. It's not about having it. You've assumed that.
No, baby, you got time. This is a crazy view. Once again, I'm going to keep pointing that out. This is a crazy camera view. You had time because you had time to call in to this man's show while you were driving. You trying to talk to him, hold the camera up to your face, then hold it up to your ear, all while you driving. It's fucking ridiculous. The glasses are ridiculous. The fact that you're even on here while driving is ridiculous. So yeah, if you had time to do this and risk your life to talk to him, you had time to look deeper into this guy. Like we always say, when women come on here talking about men, they're only talking about top 10%ers. Women don't waste their time even talking to or looking at bottom 80 to 90% of men. Same thing with this. Women don't waste their time calling into YouTube shows of ugly, low-value men. Now, if I turn my camera on, and let's say I was an ugly guy. I don't think I'm too ugly, but let's just say I'm an ugly guy. And I turn my camera on, and I got a white T-shirt with ketchup stains on it in my mama's basement. Ain't no bitches calling in. I don't care about how many of them come in contact with the content. Ain't no bitches calling in to that. Flat out. Now, if a motherfucker sitting in the leather chair, handsome guy, gold chains on his neck, look like he in a mansion, yeah, bitches are calling into that. Kevin Samuels with a suit on, suited and booted, in a nice apartment with all the little fancy trinkets and shit. Yeah, bitches are calling into that.
Well, I just haven't had time. It's not about having it. You've assumed that I had a sour. I'm asking you directly. That's why I'm asking you. So I wanted to kind of see where your headspace was about it. I looked at it and then sent my message. I didn't have time to go into it deeply. Uh-huh. But like anybody, you look at documents, you look at things, you take a look at it, you eyeball sure. something. That's what yeah. I did.
Okay.
See the gangster energy coming out? That didn't take long at all. All you got to do is question a black woman about anything, and this will come out. You might not even mean nothing by it. Yo, what time is it? Time for you to get a watch, nigga. I was just wondering what time it is. Nigga, don't ask me no questions, nigga. Do I look like a clock? Do I look like a grandmother clock? Don't ask me shit.
Okay. So my question, that's why I asked you, what was your intention? Why did you present it in that way? Now, you've explained to me. I'm going to go back. You explained to me that it was because
they come across like dudes. My mannerism is like a dude. Why? She's not a dude.
We're going to go to, it didn't make me feel good, so you should have did it in a different way. I mean, you can't really tell somebody how to do what they want to do on their platform just because it didn't make you feel good. But if it ain't make you feel good, why take the time to call into this man's show while you driving? If it didn't make you feel good, why didn't you just click off the Instagram page and move on with your fucking life?
That's a good question.
All this authority in your voice and questioning grown men, that's not your place as a woman. And black women being out of order and masculine is really a huge part of what's wrong with the black community. So you ain't helping, sister. You're hurting.
In another way that did not, to me, kind of, I don't know how to say that it almost feels disrespectful.
That's not for you to ask me. That's for you to ask yourself. If you would like to see something in a different way, go do it.
No, it's not for me to ask.
Hold on one second, love. As a man, I'm going to do it in the way that I designed and I decided to, with my capital, my time, my resources, my friends and family.
And
that's the important thing between the doers in this world and the observers. When you're a doer, you get to do it.
So
if you're
again,
just an observer,
just
it's easy to... Hold on one second,
Mark
love. Don't overtalk me. Give me a moment.
You when already overtalked me, sir.
When you're the
you
observer,
overtalked me.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
You want a nigga? Got a nigga here now. You was looking for a nigga? Nigga here now.
Now you found yourself a nigga. You was looking for a nigga? Nigga here now.
You
when
already overtalked me, sir. You overtalked me, and you're not going to do that.
I'm going to be a black woman.
I know you might not like black women deeply,
no,
but I'm going to be a black woman
women.
That's going
to
still respect you as a black man.
Where did that come from? Where did that come from? See, so now the real reason that she called is coming in.
Gonna overtalk
you
me.
You have been asked to stop talking. You have been asked to stop talking. You're
I was
a guest.
Talking and
no,
you
when you're a guest in
you
someone's house,
me.
You follow their rules, madam.
Okay.
When you're a guest
I
in someone's
agree.
House,
you're correct
you follow
about
their
that.
Rules.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I'm surprised she conceded his point and told him to go ahead. I'm shocked. That's impressive for a black woman.
This is mind blowing.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.